Okay, so that's your third question. Do you know what your latte factor is? Now, how do you determine your latte factor?
Finding your latte factor is incredibly simple. Here's what you do. Starting tomorrow, take my latte factor challenge for one day, just one day, track where you spend all of your money. People go, David, does that include cash? Yes, cash is included, credit cards, checks, everything. Just one day, track your expenses and see if it surprises you. We have received literally, no exaggeration, thousands and thousands of letters from all over the world from people just this year who have tracked their latte factor and been so surprised by what they saw that it completely changed the way they spent money and motivated them to start paying themselves first.
So what's the next question you ask people? We've gotten three so far. What's the fourth?
If you're a renter, you're going to hate this question. Question number four is, do you rent or are you a homeowner? I just have to share it with you because it's so important. Here's what we know for a fact. Renters stay poor and homeowners get rich. In North America, the average renter is worth less than $5,000. The average homeowner now is worth over $171,000. Which is closer to 34 times more than a renter. Now that's an enormous gap. Why are homeowners so much wealthier than renters? It's really simple. Right now, if you're renting, you are making your landlord rich. The only way for you to really get in the game of building wealth is you have got to buy a home. Now people go, but there's no way I could buy a home. And that's just absolutely false. My experience is that most people who rent can actually afford to buy a home. And the thing that keeps people from buying a home is thinking they need a large down payment, which is simply not true, because today there are many new developers that are financing the entire purchase of the home for you, and there are many banks that are offering first-time mortgages for homeowners where you only need 3% down or maybe 5% down maximum to get into your first home. So you need to focus on buying a home. That is absolutely critical. And that's question number four. Do you rent or do you own?